Okay, well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you fight for us, and we live in a world where we have enemies and opposition that some of it we see, but the spiritual realm we can't see with our eyes, but we know that there is constant battle in the heavenly realm. And where would we be if you and your angelic hosts were not fighting for us? And we thank you that Christ is the one who is our champion. He's the warrior who fights for his people. And so we thank you, Lord, that you stand for us when we are helpless and powerless, and you always prevail. And so we come with confidence, even if we feel scared and weak, and we thank you, and we hide ourselves in you even tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to just do a brief 1 minute and 30 second devotional, and just give a few, see if we have any announcements before we dismiss the kids, and then we'll move to prayer. And tonight, I tried to look it up, and I can't find it. I think maybe I heard it several years ago in maybe a Tim Keller sermon. I don't know what the source is, and I think it was a brief prose piece. Maybe it was a poem, and it said something like this. Yesterday, I stepped out into the city. People were cheering, applauding, throwing down their coats on the road, and I walked down the main boulevard on a royal road of people's robes, and how they applauded me, and how they cheered me. That was yesterday. Today, I stepped into the city, the very same road. Nobody noticed me. Nobody seemed to see me. It's based, that little writing is based on Jesus when he entered Jerusalem. And it's not written from the perspective of Jesus, it's written from the perspective of the donkey. And so this verse that we'll look at, Lord willing, Sunday night, John 12, verses 14 and 15. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." So in that little fictional imagination, the donkey on that day when Jesus sat on his back enjoyed the crowds cheering and the attention and the approval of the crowds. But one day later, nobody noticed that donkey. It's an amusing lesson in some ways of how sometimes we as followers of Jesus, we start to take credit that's really to go to Jesus. How sometimes we as followers of Jesus, we crave the praise that really ought to go to Jesus. That's intended for Jesus. And so we sometimes scrape our way through life and we're concerned with, does this person like me? Do these people approve of me? And we're just clutching for the good opinion of other people. In the gospel, though Jesus deserved the cheers of 1,000,000 angels, he came in humility so that we could share in his glory. He came in humility as a baby, then as a man, and then dying as a marked criminal, even though he had never sinned. And as he did that, he bore our blame on his cross so that before God, we who believe were blameless. And not only that, we will share in his glory. We who believe will share in his glory. You know, the glory that donkey enjoyed, it was just for an afternoon. But the glory that we will inherit in heaven, it's endless, eternal.